listening to Enduring Words for Troubled Times, a daily devotional brought to you by Pastor David Guzik for Enduring Word.
I'd like to speak with you today about someone who was destined for a throne. And you'll see how this applies to your life before I'm finished. 1 Kings chapter 1, verses 33 through 35 says this. The king also said to them, "Take with you the servants of your lord and have Solomon my son ride on my own mule and take him down to Gihon. There let Zadok the priest and Nathan the prophet anoint him king over Israel and blow the horn, saying, 'Long live King Solomon!' Then you shall come up after him, and he shall come and sit on my throne, and he shall be king in my place, for I have appointed him to be ruler over Israel and Judah." Before he died, King David was anxious to proclaim Solomon as king, and he was anxious to do it in a way that would let everyone know that Solomon was really destined for that throne. David said, "Let Zadok the priest and Nathan the prophet anoint him king." Now, this was a rare Old Testament glimpse of all three offices in cooperation: prophet, Nathan the prophet, priest, Zadok the priest, and king, David the king. All three of them worked together because David wanted the proclamation of Solomon as successor to be persuasive. And he had 5 points to the plan, as we just read in those 3 verses. David said, "Let him ride on my own mule. Let Zadok the priest and Nathan the prophet anoint him." David said, "Blow the horn." David said that everybody should say, "Long live King Solomon." And then finally, David said, "Let him come and sit on my throne." Now, we might say that God is just as concerned that we know that we are destined for a throne, that we are his sons, and that we will reign with King Jesus. So what I want you to understand is that the things that David wanted to be done for Solomon, God wants to do for us, at least in a symbolic sense. First, Jesus says to us, "Ride on my own mule." The mule was a special mode of transportation. You see, mules were rare in ancient Israel, and they had to be imported because of special laws against interbreeding. This was the ancient Israeli equivalent of the presidential motorcade. In the same way, Jesus says to the Christian, "Go the same way I went." Jesus told us, "As the Father has sent me, I also send you." Secondly, in his own way, Jesus also says to his modern followers, "Let Zadok the priest and Nathan the prophet anoint him." Jesus has anointed every one of his followers with the Holy Spirit. As it says in 1 John chapter 2, verse 20, "You have an anointing from the Holy One." Jesus also wants to blow the horn over his people today. He wants everyone to know about his special relationship with his people, and he wants to proclaim it as loudly as possible. As it says in Hebrews chapter 2, verse 11, "He is not ashamed to call them brethren." Jesus will even blow a horn about it, so to speak. We can also say that just as David wanted everyone to proclaim, "Long live King Solomon," so Jesus wants to proclaim everlasting life and blessing to his people. As it says in John chapter 10, verse 28, "I give them eternal life and they shall never perish." Finally, and perhaps most wonderfully, Jesus says of his people, "He shall come and sit on my throne." We are invited to reign with Jesus as overcomers. As it says in Revelation chapter 3, verse 21, "To him who overcomes, I will grant to sit with me on my throne." The point is beautiful. Just as Solomon was destined for a throne, and David wanted everybody to know it, so the Christian today is destined for a throne, and Jesus wants everyone to know it. Much of what we experience in this life is simply preparation for that future reign with Jesus. Even if nobody else gets the message, we who believe should know we are destined for a throne that our Lord and Savior, King Jesus, will give to all his followers so that they may rule and reign with him. Hey, let Jesus make you ready for your destiny today.
Thanks for listening. For more information about Pastor David Guzik and his ministry, please visit enduringword.com.